This time last year, Andy and I were redecorating our laundry room, and because it was a run-up to Christmas, everything was super busy. And I said to Andy, I remember saying to him, I'm never making over a room again at this time of year. So here we are in November again in 2023, and guess what? I found myself doing another makeover. I did actually plan to do this makeover back in April, but that never happened, obviously. So I find myself here again, and I'll probably say the same thing to myself again as well. But I'm actually making over our guest bedroom at the moment, which is really exciting. And if you're listening to this in real time, I will be putting the updates to the makeover on my Instagram stories. So make sure you go on over there and keep tuning in to keep up to date with the makeover. I will also put a highlight story on my Instagram account, so you can keep up to date with it there as well. And if you're listening to this and it's not in real time, then hopefully by the time you do listen to it, I will have the room included on my house tour on my website, and there's links to everything in the show notes for you. So I will keep you updated on the makeover, and hopefully, fingers crossed, it will be finished well before Christmas. Hello and welcome to the Daring Home Decor Podcast. If you're obsessed with quirky interior design, then you've come to the right place. I'm your host, Cara Baker, cover girl of Homestyle magazine, serial decorator and content creator. On a mission to banish all of the white ceilings in my home, I'm here with positive vibes and bright lipstick to help you get confident with bold and unique interior design, and show you DIY hacks and foolproof steps to create a personality-filled home with all the colour, pattern, pizzazz and glam. If you don't know where to start and are scared of what your friends might think, I got your back, girl. So if you're ready to unleash your creative flair and crush your home decor, then grab your paintbrush, put on those overalls, and let's get decorating. So happy to be here with another episode, and I really hope that you are enjoying the podcast, and I really hope that you have been helped or learned something from tuning into the show. And if you have, I have a favour to ask you. If you would actually pause this episode now and leave me a review on Apple Podcasts, it will really help the show grow, and I can get to see what you think of the podcast so far. So before we dive in, go and get it out the way now. Pause this show and go and leave me a review. I would so appreciate it if you would do that for me. Right, now let's dive in to this week's episode, and we're going to be talking about different interior styles. Now, there are so many different interior styles, I obviously can't cover them all, but I'm going to cover some of the ones that I think align with Daring Decor and the kind of vibe that we're going for over on this podcast. So stay tuned in to learn and to get tips on how you can also find your style. Now, I'm not an expert on all interior styles. If you said Art Nouveau to me, I really wouldn't know what that was or have a clue what to tell you. One thing about me, my brain takes in things that I'm interested in. I don't take in facts and figures very well at all unless it's something that interests me. Excuse me. Now, I also don't have any interior design qualifications. I just want to tell you that I am you. It's absolutely possible for you to create amazing home just being you. I'm just normal me and you can just be normal you. You don't have to know loads of different things about interiors. You don't have to have loads of qualifications or anything. It's absolutely possible. I am you. I am no special expert, interior designer, anything like that. So I just wanted to say that before we started. Now, regarding my style, it has obviously evolved over time, as will yours. And when I started decorating, which I've done all my life, really, even when I was a kid, I decorated my own bedroom. I didn't really think about what my style was. And definitely in my previous home, I don't think I thought about that either. When we bought this house, I did have kind of a retro vintage vibe going on, mainly because I thought it was really cool at the time, which it is, obviously, but it probably wasn't totally me, and I did probably spend time shoving pieces in just because I thought they were vintage or retro, but not really because I absolutely love them or it was absolutely my style. But this is part of the process. This is how your style evolves. So if you ask me now to explain my style, I would say it was eclectic dopamine glam. Now, this changes on a regular basis. So on my website, I actually went back and had a look because I created my website a while back, and the description I gave on my website was, I said, Caradise is a maximalist Caradise is a maximalist eclectic vibe injected with pattern, colour and glamour. Caradise pushes the boundaries of home decor to create unique, quirky spaces. So I think that pretty much still sums up my style as well. And if you do want to see what my style's like, you can do this by going over to my website, which is caradise.co.uk. And you can also follow me and go and have a look over on Instagram, where my handle is @caradiseinteriors. And I will put links to both of those in the show notes for you. Now, interior design style isn't a science. You don't have to put yourself in a box, and as I said, your style will evolve over time. You don't even have to name your style. There's no rules here, but it is kind of fun to think about what your style is and give it a little description. So I'm going to cover 6 different interior design styles today. And the first one is dopamine. Now, this is quite a new interior design trend, and it's been coined really recently. Now, I was doing this, and a lot of other people that I follow on Instagram was doing this before it even became a thing, I think, before it was a trend. Because I try not to follow trends, but the thing I'm doing has actually become a trend, which you can't really help. So what it is basically is when your home is decorated with colour, pattern and personality, and there's lots of fun going on and it's a stimulating space to live in. Now, I'm not going to go into too much detail about this because I will probably be doing a separate episode on this particular trend. So that's all I say about it for now. But if this is your thing, then you will need to have a fabulous colour palette to go along with that. And that is something that you don't need to wonder or worry about, because I have a free guide for you on this. It's a step-by-step workbook, and you can go through this and create a colour palette from start to finish for your home, your very own unique colour palette. So I will also put a link to that in the show notes for you. So don't forget to grab your copy. So the second interior design style is maximalism. If you don't know what this is, think Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen. And I would definitely describe myself as a maximalist as opposed to a minimalist. But there are different extremes. And the vibe that you go for with maximalism is more, basically. And there's also lots of clashing patterns, lots of colour, layering, texture. So there's lots of interest and lots of fun things going on with maximalism. And when it's done well, I think it looks amazing. Another interior style that I love is bohemian, and I do think I have a little bit of it going on in my home. And what this is when things are quite laid back and chill, a really comforting vibe with lots of natural materials like bamboo, rattan, macrame, plants. You tend to find things with from different cultures, like the African plates that you can put on the wall, and there's also lots of different textures too, cowhide rugs, animal prints. And when I think of colour schemes for boho, although I'm not sure if this is you know, you don't have to stick to colour certain colours, but I always think of like peachy terracotta kind of colours. And yeah, it always makes me feel so relaxed whenever I look at boho styles. So that is another one of my favourites. Now, I don't like to feel constrained too much with my interior style. And if you feel the same, a great style for you to think about is eclectic. And this is when you have a mixture of styles and eras, when you have things that are old and new, and you bring everything together in a cohesive way. And you can create surprises and unique spaces. So, yeah, I would say my home is definitely eclectic and it's one of my favourite styles. So, as I said before, I've probably not got too much of this in my home anymore, but there's definitely some. When I first bought the house, I was going for a vintage or retro kind of style. And this is, with regards to vintage, I would say it was probably from the 40s to the 50s era. And retro is probably more 60s to 80s. So if you go to any kind of vintage or retro or antique shops, you'll find loads of things there that you can use in your home. And I definitely had quite a few things in my home that I got from vintage shops. And you can find many gorgeous original pieces. And you can also get reproduction things which give like the vintage retro vibe. But it's great if you can get the originals, because obviously also it's good for the environment because you're repurposing and recycling, which is something that we all need to do. So the last style I'm going to talk about is Hollywood glam. I love a bit of Hollywood glam. This is all about plush fabrics, shiny metallics, luxurious accessories and fittings. And I definitely think I've got a bit of Hollywood glam in my home. So how do you find your style? Well, I wouldn't put too much pressure on yourself for a start. As I said before, it's not a science and it will evolve over time. So my advice to you with regards to your style is basically just get things that you like. Don't get things because they're a trend. It's just what you love and like in a nutshell. So if you see something or you see a style and it makes you smile and excites you, that could be an indication to you of the kind of direction that your style could be going in. Now, you can get inspiration. You can get inspiration from so many places, from Instagram, Pinterest, from the TV, from when you're traveling, from bars. I always find bars a great source of inspiration. I always find loads of little good ideas and quirky things in bars. Also restaurants, nature and outdoors. Basically, pay attention to everything wherever you go. If you're like me and you're obsessed with interiors, you will do that naturally anyway. And then you'll learn to see what you like and dislike. And your, as I said, your style is what you like. That's all. That's it, really. You don't have to put any other label on it if you don't want to. It's just basically what you like, what you love. So another piece of advice I would say to you is don't buy anything for your home unless you absolutely love it. if it makes you happy or you're obsessed with it. Try to steer away from trends, because when that trend goes out of fashion, you're going to be like, oh, I've got to replace it with something else. Where if it's something that you absolutely love and you're obsessed with, then you're going to keep it for much longer. You're going to want to keep it for much longer, and it will start to be part of your style. Now, as I said, you just need to enjoy this. There's no pressure. You'll eventually find some kind of style, because you don't like everything. Nobody likes everything. So everybody's got a style in a way, if you get what I'm saying. So, as I said, you don't have to label it. And I would absolutely love it if you would come and share which of these styles that you gravitate towards, which I've mentioned today on the podcast. And I would love if you would come and share them in the Facebook group with me, which I will also put a link to in the show notes. You can also ask any questions you like over there about the episode. I always put in the Facebook group when a new episode's up and a bit about what it's about. And you can comment on that and ask a question about the episode within that post. So make sure you're going to do that. This is a free resource for you. It's for you, to help you. So please take advantage of it. And also, if you haven't already, don't forget to get your free colour palette guide from me. So thanks so much for tuning in, and I can't wait to get creative with you in the next episode of the Daring Home Decor podcast. One last thing before you grab that paintbrush. If you've been struck with inspiration from the show today, I'd be triple grateful if you'd follow me and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. This will help my podcast grow and reach out to more of us fab creatives. You can also see my home in all its glory over on Instagram, where I'm at Caradice Interiors. And don't forget to put a link to this show in your stories to share with all your quirky besties. See you next time, lovely.